At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome, everyone, to this Bastard Series prediction show. The Red Sox just wrapped up a 3-game set with the San Francisco Giants, taking 2 games out of 3. They now head off to Minnesota to take on the red-hot Twins for a 3-game set. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Jeremy Schilling and Terry Cushman. So, guys, let's get started with Game 1 of this series. Friday night, 8-10 start, Tanner Houck going up against Chris Paddock. Terry, who do you got in Game 1?
Well, I mean, there's not much to get into here. These two pitchers are in different solar systems. Tanner Houck, one of the best in Major League Baseball. Chris Paddock is a journeyman, came up with the Padres, has dealt with some injuries over the course of his career, has gotten roughed up pretty bad. The Orioles, who have a very potent offense, tagged him for 9 earned runs in his most recent start against the Angels, 4 runs. I think the Red Sox are going to put up probably 5 or 6 early, and we'll see where they end up. And I think Houck is just going to cruise. Red Sox for me in Game 1.
Jeremy.
If they don't win this game, we're in trouble in the series. It's lined up perfectly to get back on track after the disappointing 3-1 loss. On Thursday, Houck's been absolutely awesome. He's still only 3-2. But the 1.6 ERA, 41 strikeouts, that's a ton of punch outs early in the year, 0.92 whip, whereas Chris Paddock is 5.88 ERA, 1.69 whip. He's somehow 2-1, but that's probably because they're on an 11-game heater. They're going to win this game. They have to win this game because the rest of the series is a complete, at best, coin flip.
Yeah, this is the most winnable game on the slot because the other two pitchers, we'll get to them, but you're facing the top end of Minnesota's rotation after this. So Chris Paddock has never really gotten back to his old form after all the injuries and stuff. Tanner Houck's been on a tear lately, so this should be an easy one for the Red Sox. And I know the Twins are red hot right now, but don't be deceived because most of their wins have come against the White Sox. And it's just they've been facing a lot of dog crap lately. So I'm still not a big believer in that Twins offense to really do any sort of damage against Houck. So I'll take the Red Sox in Game 1 as well.
You're only as hot as the next day's starter. And they got Paddock at 5.88. And we have Tanner Houck, who, like Terry said, is one of the premier starting pitchers in the first month of the season. So got to win this one. Got to find a way to get to 4 or 5 runs, like Terry said.
Yeah, 100% agree. So with that, we'll move on to Game 2, Saturday afternoon at 2:10. The Red Sox have announced this will be a bullpen game, and they will be going up against Pablo Lopez for the Twins. So, Terry, who do you like to Game 2?
Pablo Lopez has been one of the better starters the last couple of years. It was one of those rare trades where neither team won or lost. You know, the Marlins got Luis Arraez, who was very productive last season, and the Twins got the pitcher they needed. And he has scuffled a little bit against the Angels, 4 earned runs, and then surprisingly against the White Sox, he only lasted 4 innings, only gave up 3 earned, but not super sharp there. His last decent outing was against the Orioles of all teams, who have a very potent offense, like I said. He only gave up 1 earned there with 7 strikeouts. I have to pick the Twins here because it is Lopez. But, you know, if you want to make a case for the Red Sox, you're going to get a couple innings out of Bernardino. Slayton should be good for two or three innings. Boozer can give you a couple of decent innings, and then you figure it out after that. If somehow you have the lead over the Twins, you know, Martin and Jansen will cover the last couple of innings. It's not the biggest stretch ever to make a case here for the Red Sox, but I have to give it to the Twins. So I'll take Lopez in game two.
Jeremy.
So I'm going to jump back to game one for a minute. If Houck goes five and struggles with finding the strike zone, still holds, you know, we hold a lead when the bullpen comes in, they find a way to win it. I'm going to feel a lot differently about Saturday's game. What I think is going to happen is Houck's going to go six, seven innings. We're going to be able to go with Martin, who only pitched once during the Giants series, and Kenley, who didn't pitch. And that is going to put us in a perfect position to find success on Saturday. Assuming they don't use Bernardino tomorrow, we're going to get at least one inning out of Bernardino. Weissert didn't pitch today. I think he could give you one inning. Slayton, multiple innings. I thought Uwasawa, you know, I know we recently got him in a trade. He was optioned, but then I guess recalled. He gave multiple innings today. So with a day off, you would hope maybe he could get, he only threw 19 pitches. Not somebody I want to rely on until I see some more higher leverage moments, but he kept us in a position to try to win on Thursday. I think they can find a way to win this game if we can get Slayton, maybe Weissert combined for four innings, which can kind of be your starter, and then you can kind of level it off in the thing. This might be the difference between me being on all the other iterations that I've been on so far of us losing series and us winning series, because I'm going to choose to be optimistic and say we find a way to hit enough to win this game.
I think that's where I stand.
Yeah.
Game two is kind of like, Pablo Lopez has been good. He's only faced the Red Sox once and they torched him. That must have been back when he was with Miami. I don't think it was when he was with Minnesota. I'm not sure. He also doesn't have great numbers at Target Field. His ERA is, you know, almost 4.5. So I don't think he really enjoys pitching there. And I don't love Minnesota's offense. I never have. They're kind of below middle of the pack in terms of offense. They're, you know, as a team, they're hitting .238. So I know that Correa's back now. That might help a little bit, but I've never really trusted that offense a ton. And I do think that the Red Sox in these bullpen games have been successful. I think Bernardino can give you some good value as an opener if that's what they choose to do, and they can piece it together from there. Assuming Houck does what he should do in game one and he gives you six, possibly seven, and you don't have to use much of your bullpen, you'll have your choice game two in terms of who you want to put out there. So I'm going to take the Red Sox in game two. I just think that they'll manifest enough offense. I don't think the Twins will score enough runs when they need to. I think the Red Sox could get to Pablo Lopez and get him out of there early and kind of put some stress on that Twins bullpen. So I like the Red Sox in game two. It's not a perfect scenario because Pablo Lopez is a legit front-end starter and you're going with a bullpen game, but I can't argue with the success so far with what the Red Sox have had with their bullpen games. So I like them against this team. I know, again, Twins are red hot, but when you look at who they've beat the last 11 games, it's not impressive. When they go up against top end teams, they don't look so good. And I'm not saying the Red Sox are a top end team, but they're not a bottom feeder either. So I think they'll give them enough, and I think the Red Sox will take game two. So with that, we will move to the series finale Sunday afternoon. 2:10 start once again. The Red Sox are going to throw Cooper Criswell, and they'll be going up against Joe Ryan. Terry, who do you like in the series finale?
Hard to pick against Cooper Criswell, isn't it? I'm being somewhat sarcastic. This is another start. It just makes me uncomfortable. I don't know how the Twins are against off-speed pitchers like Criswell, but Joe Ryan is a solid middle-of-the-rotation guy. The Twins do have Carlos Correa back. Max Kepler's been back for a little while. So is Trevor Larnach. I think they've got enough offense to kind of weather, the Red Sox pitching here and to score in spots. The Twins are white hot right now, and I'm going to give them the series. 2 games out of 3.
Jeremy.
So my intuition tells me this is where Criswell starts to go towards at least the median. He's been great. 1.65 ERA, 2-1. He's got a 0.98 whip going against Joe Ryan, who's a 3.38 ERA, but he has a whip of 1.04. And he has 41 Ks, which for reference is the same amount of strikeouts as Hauk. So he's getting people out with swings and misses, which is something we struggle with. Off air, we mentioned we're still number 2 in Major League Baseball in strikeouts. So that's not a good situation. And Sunday getaway game, I think I've predicted that we're going to win the first two, and I just think this is one that we find a way to lose.
So Terry, you mentioned that it's hard to bet against Cooper Criswell right now. It's even harder to bet against Joe Ryan the way that he's throwing. I think Joe Ryan is one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he's faced the Red Sox 4 times. He's 3-1. ERA just a tick over 3. His strikeout to walk ratio against the Red Sox in his career is 27-2. He does not walk guys, and he punches people out. His numbers at target field are just as good. He's 15-10 there on his career. ERA in the mid 3s. So he's comfortable pitching at home. He's comfortable pitching against the Red Sox. And again, he's a sort of a throwback because he doesn't throw hard. His fastball tops out at like 93, if that. He's not a hard thrower. He does it all with just, pinpoint precision on his fastball and setting up his breaking pitches. So he's the kind of guy that's going to give the Red Sox lineup a lot of trouble. And keep in mind, I bring this up a lot, but it's fair. You know, Red Sox didn't have an off day on Friday, right? So, you're now in the third game of the series, a lot of these guys have been playing a lot of games. This is the type of game that Alex Cora is going to bench someone that he shouldn't bench. Like, for whatever reason, he's going to put Duran on the bench on Sunday when he shouldn't. Or he'll give Devers a day off, when he shouldn't, just for whatever reason. Because they do have the Monday off. So, Alex Cora likes to do the back-to-back. Well, they got the off day tomorrow. Let's give him 2 days off. So I could see, Devers not playing because he's been – hampered a little bit lately. I can see Duran getting a day off when he shouldn't. So that combined with just Joe Ryan, I think is just one of the best pitchers in the American League right now. I think this is the one game that the Red Sox drop this weekend. And you know what? That's one of those things where I won't actually hate it. Joe Ryan is that good. If you win the first two games and you lose to him, fine, fair play. You still win 2 out of 3 and you get the day off the next day. Like, I'm okay with that. So I just think he's that good. I think Joe Ryan is that good. So I'll take the Twins in the series finale. So I still got the Red Sox winning 2 out of 3, but I think Joe Ryan beats them on Sunday.
The issue with this game, again, going back to the game before, is coming off a bullpen game, Criswell's not the spot you want to be doing that. The most he's thrown is 5 innings, which was Thursday. I would expect that as the top end expectation. I think it's more likely he's going to be probably 4 innings. And then you have to get half your outs with guys that probably pitched the day before. It's just a tough spot, so for what it's worth.
Yeah. And that's where they're at with, you know, that many guys on the IL right now. So that's bound to happen at some point. Let's just hope that it doesn't cost them too dearly this weekend. They can at least take one or two from the Red Hot Twins this weekend. So with that, we'll wrap there. Keep an eye out for our Bastards Clown Takes show. That'll be coming your way this weekend as well. We've got some interesting candidates this weekend for that. And the Weekend Crew will have you guys Monday morning. They'll recap this Minnesota Twins series for you, everything that went down over the weekend. So until then, everyone have a good weekend. Take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.